Today on WRCO's Morning Show, we bring on UW Richland alumnus, local guy and local business owner, Mike Frederick from Town & Country TV & Appliance. And Mike and his wife, Misty, purchased Town & Country TV & Appliance a while back, and we wanted to have Mike on the air and kind of talk about that a little bit. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Phil. Thanks for having me on.
I've known you since you were a youngster. So
it's been a while. You've ran around River Valley a few times.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
And I've known Misty for a long time. And recently we had the UW Richland board on here and some of the alumni. And you guys actually met at the Richland campus, didn't you?
We sure did. As all good things start in Richland County, the campus is a good place to meet up. And we started our relationship there and carried it all the way through many different colleges along the way, and ended up landing back here in Richland County.
I think I read in the recent alumni news that you started off with a bloody nose, didn't she?
Yeah, that is true. That article, that will be it. So we were at a famous road rally, and I knew it was true love when I wasn't paying attention and get hit by a Frisbee. So it all worked out in the end.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
So you finished up your degree at Platteville, was it?
I did. Business administration and kind of with a computer science emphasis. So I was kind of in the techie world there coming out of college.
And then what did you do in the meantime then when you got out of college?
Right. So I spent a few years in Minneapolis, worked for a large power sports company in Polaris Industries for 4 years there. And then Misty was really working through her schooling, and she made the decision to move back here to finish her master's in library science. So that kind of catapulted us back to the area.
Are you back on the home farm?
We are. We spent from... that period of time, we spent time in Spring Green. So I had moved back, and I worked for Wick Buildings for the last 20 years prior to Town & Country.
So Town & Country TV & Appliance, did you ever think you'd be involved in the business, let alone own it?
Not at all. Not in the slightest. It was really one of those opportunities that kind of grew on me as time went on. My training was in business. I'd worked in the IT world a lot and worked with a lot of business challenges, and I felt I was ready to take on my own ownership. And so we just ended up kind of talking with the Schwarz family, who had run a very successful business for a very long time, and work through the details and made it happen. And we're just glad to be here.
It's exciting. I think a lot of us in the community were concerned, thinking, hopefully they stick around because they've been such an integral part of the community for so long. And I'm sure you're proud to be able to continue that.
We absolutely are. The heritage is deep, all the way back to the business starting on Court Street, I understand,
mm-hmm.
and moving out to the location there in 84. With the Caltronics team and rebuilding that whole complex, and then from there just continuing to provide great service, friendly, the whole nine yards, the things you need to do to be in business in a small community and help everybody out, and that's what we really love to do.
Did you have some employees stick around from the Schwarz ownership?
Yeah, we did. We've had some new folks, and we've had Dan has stayed on, and he's done very well for us for the community over the years. He's really kept things moving in the TV and antenna business around the area. Lots of business in that area.
You must serve a wide area, Mike, because I can't think of a business like yours real close to us here.
Yeah, we do. There are some other businesses that are like us in some other towns, and sometimes we cross paths and territories, but in general, there's quite a few folks. Every home is in a position to need our products, and these things, they wear, they need repair, they need new. So we're fortunate to have a good base to work with, and really, we travel all of Richland County, all into, in Muscadet, Blue River, Avoca, that kind of area. And we're seeing as business has changed in Reedsburg area, we're seeing more and more people migrate from that side of the county and stop in the store, and we're making it happen for them too.
I know for a business like Town and Country, it was a tough time during COVID getting product, wasn't it?
It was. During that period was actually during the period where I was working with the team to try to figure out how to make the purchase. And it was difficult not only to just keep it running and keep the product flowing, but actually make that purchase happen. When I first started in June of 22, we had very little inventory. And that a little bit of that was on purpose as we kind of transitioned. But in general, we were still struggling. That first 6 months to get a good showroom was challenging. I'm happy to report that we've put all that kind of stuff behind us. In general, everything's very well available, and we've got a nice showroom now.
Things have really changed, and trends have changed over the years. I mean, I remember going there to buy a VCR back in the day and whatnot. You can still service a lot of things, though, can't you?
Yeah, our serviceability is really focused around the appliance area. A lot of the appliances are still in a position where they can be fixed. Mm-hmm. So many things are made these days that are true throwaway kind of items. Well, appliances are a major investment, and if they can be fixed, we want to be able to do that. Sometimes they run to the end of their life, and it's just features change and it's time. On the TV side, that's not quite as much the case anymore. When certain components break, it's time for a new one. Mm-hmm. That's just how it works.
You know, there's been a real trend, Mike, going back to getting an antenna up, because there are a lot more opportunities over the air, it seems like, than there used to be.
There are. That is actually an area that's started to steadily pick up. So we've noticed that with the advent of, rural fiber projects that are, crisscrossing our county, folks are coming in asking, what are my options? I used to only have Dish, but now I have this high-speed internet. And you can pair your streaming services with a local antenna, and you pick up a good 35, 40 channels, just depending on kind of your signal strength. So a lot of people are finding some success with still keeping a lot of good entertainment and helping their budget out.
That's interesting, because I think there was probably a time where the installation of antennas went way down, probably almost non-existent. Now it's probably, it keeps you pretty busy, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, cities have cable systems and those kind of things. But now, once the weather kind of breaks right around this time of the year, folks start thinking about being able to put up antennas, whether it's on towers or on, just on regular poles on the sides of their house. We can do it all, and we've seen quite a bit of interest.
And TVs certainly have changed as well over the years. You go from whatever it was. I remember a Sylvania Super set in the 80s. It was like top of the line, and I think it was 26 inches. Now, what's the biggest screen that you have in the store?
In store, we have up to a 77-inch screen. We carry LG product, and that's an OLED television, which is our most premium set, and a crystal clear picture. It's wonderful. You should stop by and see it. It's hanging on the wall. Looks great.
And you could probably hang it on my wall if you want.
I can. Yeah, absolutely. I can hang it on anybody's wall. It'll fit, I promise. Maybe not that. We do have smaller ones, too, of course.
We talk with some of our friends in other businesses, lawnmowers and things like that, and it's kind of the same thing for you. You deal with, like, big box stores and things like that, where somebody will say, well, look at the price of this, and you get what you pay for, because, I guess, explain how that works. It's not top of the line in some of those stores, is it?
Yeah. Certainly, we sell product that can be acquired many different places. We're primarily in our Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, KitchenAid, Frigidaire kind of appliance center, along with Speed Queen. So people do have a choice to buy it in different places, but certainly our advantage and what we want to do for our customers is be there when they need help with that machine. That's part of the service program, part of the strong warranties that can be offered, and really all the kind of little things that kind of go along with it, delivery, haul away. There's install parts that sometimes you got to pay for. Those are generally included in all the services we have. So we just try to make it simple for everyone to come in, find something that works for them, fits their budget, get it in their house, and get using it. Because, life without some appliances can really take a turn for the worst if you have some broken stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can be bad on your marriage too sometimes.
Well, yeah. You get your hands will be worn out in the sink if you don't have a dishwasher.
Exactly. But you bring up a good point, too, because a lot of times, you know, you're too busy. If you want to go haul this appliance yourself and install it, I mean, that takes some time, too. Maybe take somebody to help you lift it. You guys do that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, routinely. I mean, it's those things that not everyone can pull off. You know, there's opportunities to make sure and help people where they are and what they need.
Appliances, I kind of think of washers and dryers, too, that have certainly improved and over the years. You know, there's different levels there, too, but I think they've gotten to be a lot more high-tech than they used to be, haven't they?
Absolutely, yes. The internet age has kind of ushered in some new technologies in all of the appliances. You know, we have smartphones, and so we have smart appliances, and so the wash machines can be set up to work with your smartphone, and it can tell you when it's done, so you can run downstairs and change the loadout if you want it to. Or it can be the simplest machine with just good old-fashioned knobs and a go button, and that's it. So there's a wide variety of options for folks. Just kind of meet them where they're at in comfort level and features. And that's really across all appliances, ranges, stoves, microwaves, ovens, the whole nine yards.
So on your smartphone, let's say that you leave the house and like, oh, did I shut that off, that dryer or whatever? Can you check that on your phone?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. You can log into your app and it will tell you what the current cycle is and what stage it's at. And if that's running, you can even turn it off. I have our microwave at home. You can remote start it, you know, so if there were something in there right now, I could turn it on.
It'd be burning by now, probably.
I hope somebody's
left
home.
It on.
Yes.
That's amazing, but you know, you talk about that and safety wise too. That's quite a benefit, isn't it?
It sure is. Yep, peace of mind to knowing that's something you can always check in on. And smart home has really been a concept that's been developing, where everything's kind of connected to that internet hub in your Wi-Fi now, and all kinds of things, from your cameras to your appliances to your televisions. We all depend on that Wi-Fi in home to be able to enhance that experience.
We've relied on Town and Country over the years, even the radio station, you know, different things, just, you know, patch cords and different things. You still have quite a wide variety of that if somebody needs to work on something themselves.
You know, it's dwindling. The internet has also taken a little bit of that edge off of that demand for that kind of product. But we do keep a lot of the basics on hand. The Radio Shack days, if you remember, for the company was pretty strong. And then that's not a business that we're in any longer with Radio Shack. You know, the circuit boards and those things, just not a lot of call anymore for that kind of thing.
You can get tabletop radios.
We can get tabletop radios. And I always tell everyone, just if there's something you're looking for and you used to buy it here, come in, talk to me. I'll see what I can do to find it for you. The amount of things we special order in for folks on a weekly basis is quite a bit. And I love doing it. You know, from your weird cordless phone battery to the tabletop radio. So
a little bit of everything.
A little bit
so
of everything.
So if you go in and you don't see it, ask.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Some other things as we look ahead to the future, Mike, do you have some goals and things like that you'd like to share?
Yeah. If you stop by our store, been driving by it all, you'll notice we've had quite a facelift on the place. Mm-hmm. And so we've been fortunate to have the Call family and rehab the building on the front side. We've been doing a little bit of work on the inside, too. So we've got some new flooring paint, kind of updating the experience, and really just continuing to add and keep a solid inventory is what people expect. You know, duress buying is a strong segment of our needs. So people come in, it's broken, they've made the decision, it's time to move on. Having that available and being able to solve those problems quickly. And we've added some warehouse space to allow us to keep more stock in place. So
someone could come in, pick something out, you could store it in the warehouse for them for a time then too?
You bet. So oftentimes especially during the winter time, folks will come in and say, "Hey, I'm planning a remodel in the spring. I'm ordering cabinets. I'm doing these various things. We're building a house. Let's put a package together, you know, for the house." And there are certain times that pricing's good and then good time to do those things. The different offers, put put that package together, get it acquired, and we've got the space to be able to hold on to it until you're ready.
That's a good feature there, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So people can pick out things. Do you do some online as well? Can people shop online?
Yep, for certain, for certain. We have our website, and it's got all of our product on there from all the major brands that we have, televisions to antenna service to all the appliances. We tend to keep everything that we sell regularly out there. As you know, there are a million different choices in appliances. If you go to any store or look at any online shop, you can get thousands and thousands. We kind of curate that down to, you know, what we feel is best, you know, for the area, a good selection. That on top of that, we can special order. So anything in that KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, Whirlpool brand set, we can work with you to figure out what's going to fit for you.
You deliver, you take the old away.
All the way through.
Yeah.
You bet. Yep. Front to back. We make that experience easy. We have folks come in and they say, boy, that was easy. You know, we walk through and in 10 minutes we said, well, these are the kind of selections. Here's the features. And they made a decision. They go, wow, I got like a half a day back. You know, so they're very pleased when they can just kind of take care of that business and know they'll be back up and running soon.
Some of the features just blow me away too. I was looking at refrigerators lately too, or, you know, not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And the things that you can get on a refrigerator anymore is just incredible, isn't it?
It is. It is. The configurations of a refrigerator are very wide. So you can do multiple doors. You can have snack pans where you pull out a center drawer and the kind of all your goodies are there for that you're into for often, really good for kids. You know, bottom freezers, flexible freezers, so you can turn a portion of a freezer into a refrigerator if you need extra refrigerator space. So really these appliances have gotten more tailored to many different uses, just depending on your needs, you know, whether you got two people in the house or 20.
We bought a refrigerator from you last year, and I never thought I would like the bottom freezer as much as I do, but boy, you can really see in there, you know? You're not on your tiptoes trying to figure out what's up there.
Yeah, it's become really popular. The French door or just the bottom freezer two-door are really our top sellers, and that's where most folks have found that's been a really good addition to their family.
Mike Frederick, our guest from Town & Country TV & Appliance. We'll be right back with more on The Morning Show. Welcome back to our Morning Show studios at WRCO. Mike Frederick is here. We're talking about Town & Country TV & Appliance, longtime business in our community, supporters of so many things. We appreciate all that you guys do, Mike.
Absolutely, for sure.
I appreciate you and the family-run business and your staff. And I know you've got an open house coming up, don't you?
We do. So right now, starting now through the 20th, we have the Spring Fling Sellout is kind of the name of the sale. Really good time to stop in and check out all the product. Everything's marked down kind of store-wide. Some extra rebates and opportunities available. And really, I never really had it like a grand opening, if you will, you know, as once we took over the business, I felt like I wanted to get some things organized, get some product in, as we talked about, and get some improvements made. And so now is that time. So next Saturday, the 20th, a week from Saturday, we'll have an open house, kind of refreshment store prizes, giving away a TV and a KitchenAid stand mixer and some other goodies. So I'm hoping to see a lot of folks that day and just shake some hands and help some folks out.
If people have been driving by the building and admiring that, stop and see what's going on inside.
Yeah, they really have. I'm very pleased with folks stopping in and saying how much they like the facelift. So we're very, very fortunate.
It's kind of nice to see things in person and, you know, kind of see your toy, so to speak. Is there anything in store that has a real wow factor for you right now, Mike?
Well, one of the things that is in the laundry area is the Maytag Pet Pro system. So that's been out for about a year now, and it's gaining steam. So what that does is that in your wash machine, there's an agitator that will spin around, and all that dog and cat hair will go into that agitator and get trapped in there. So it doesn't go down into the system and get, you know, kind of plug up your washer. You can pull it out and discard it before it sends it into the dryer. So pets are a really big focus of a lot of the manufacturers right now in dealing with, you know, pet hair and other and sanitation things for pets. So we have it available in a couple different colors, and it's should be a hot seller.
Speed Queen is a great brand. That's an attractive brand for a lot of people, isn't it?
It sure is. Sure is. Speed Queen is made in Ripon, Wisconsin, so they're very local to us. So we get shipments right from the factory. They are very dependable machines. You know, I was told that in a lot of cases the line for the commercial machines and the line for the residential machines are exactly the same. So they'll build a machine and then they'll say, "Is this going to someone's house?" And if it is, it goes on the truck. And if it's going to a laundromat, they just put a coin box on it and send that over to the laundromat. So they were made famous really with their durability for laundromats. And you get that same kind of durability and clean wash and dry in the residential lines too.
There are different levels, I know, of those. Do you have more of the industrial lines for some of those too?
We do. There are multiple different levels, 3, 5, and 7 year warrantied based machines. So that's full warranties for 3, 5, and 7 years in home service. And they have various different features as you kind of go up that level. They have up and down stacked units. And then there is the coin operated units as well. So light commercial. So for instance, if there are apartment buildings, and we've done these for folks around here, that want to do coin-operated machines, they make those available to us as well.
So I could buy a coin-operated machine, put it in my house for when my kids come home to do laundry then.
100%. And you get to pick how much you charge, too.
That's a good idea.
Good luck with that.
We'll try that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a throwaway society, Mike, but it's nice to know that you can still get things fixed. You have a good service department.
Yes. Service is a commitment that we're committed to. Truth be told, it's been a challenging environment to hire into. And currently we have an opening in that area. But you're listening to the service guy right now. So in a case where you need service on your product from Town and Country, this is something that we're committed to making sure we're doing. And frankly, if there's anybody listening out there that could be interested in joining our team, there's a lot of good opportunities in that area.
You know me as I'm a retro guy, so I can still get a tabletop radio from Town and Country. Can I get a boombox?
A boombox, you bet.
All right.
Yep, a boombox, maybe even a cassette Walkman if you play your cards right.
A cassette Walkman, you can still get that. What about a CD player? You can get those too?
Certainly.
Wow.
Certainly can. Yep, we keep a little bit of stock for either the boombox portable ones or your tabletop ones. whatever fits your fancy, we still have some of that stuff around. And we get folks walking in looking for that.
I bet you do.
Yeah,
that's awesome. You're there. I would get some probably strange questions sometimes, people coming in the door, don't you?
Yeah, I would say sometimes, looking to try to fix things that, they're just a little bit outside that warranty period, like the 60s, those kinds of things. So we certainly do get our share of questions from folks, whether their TV's not turning on correctly or you name it. But we're here to help.
Indeed. What about your hours?
We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
If I can't fit that in, can you make appointments?
Absolutely. Yep. Don't be afraid to give us a call and let me know when you need to be there. Routinely stay late to help folks out if they get off after work, or I'll come in on Saturdays too if we need to do a special appointment. No problem there.
So some things going on right now through the 20th of April, it sounds like.
That's right. We'll have really good opportunity to get in and check out the product, touch it, feel it. You can look at a lot of things online, but nothing replaces walking through and asking questions. And our staff is very well trained, and Tony does a wonderful job with our customers to help them find the machine that they need and get it to them when they need it.
Great to have a family business, you and Misty. And how are the kids? How many kids do you have?
We have 3 boys, so 19, 17, and 10. And our 19-year-old's in college at Southwest Tech, and a junior, and going to be a fifth grader here next year. So,
Are you training them in the family business area?
You know, I'm every once in a while, yes. I recently took my middle son along on a service call and said, are you ready to do it? And he kind of gave me a weird look and said, no. But in any case, we'll see where their careers take them.
Most definitely. Well, again, thanks for coming in, Mike. We appreciate it.
I really appreciate being on, Phil.
Mike Frederick joining us. He and Misty are the owners of Town & Country TV & Appliance here on Highway 14 in Richland Center.